Today on Your County Then, in the studio with me, I have David Miller. Hello.
Hello.
Now, for people who may not have heard your voice before, what is it that you do with regards to North Yorkshire County Council and the surrounding areas?
Okay, so I'm a Divisional Trading Standards Officer, and I work with the North Yorkshire Public Health Team to try and reduce the risk and harm that is posed by alcohol and tobacco, specifically to people underage.
We have talked before about alcohol and about tobacco. Later on as well, we're also going to talk about something called healthier choices, which we haven't exactly tackled before. We'll start first with illicit tobacco. You are running a project or a scheme called Keep It Out. What is illicit tobacco to start with?
Okay. So about a year ago, we started to receive a number of complaints about illicit tobacco in and around the whole of North Yorkshire, not just Harrogate, although we do have several issues with it in this area. Basically, there was an increased prevalence of complaints. So we did a survey and we found that, especially in the east of the county, there was a real problem with illicit tobacco. And that's when counterfeit product is brought into the country by whatever means. It might be through duty-free product, or it might be smuggled. It might simply be fake product, which is purporting to be a genuine one. So we realised that there was a bigger problem in the east of the county, and we've done a lot of work around raising awareness of what illicit tobacco is and the problems that it can cause. Off the back of that, we now have this new campaign, which is called Keep It Out, which is a regional programme where we're working to, again, inform local people about the problems that illicit tobacco causes. We're working with retailers to try and raise their awareness as well. And this work is not only occurring in North Yorkshire, but around the whole of the region, the whole of Yorkshire and the Humber.
So how can it affect people? How is it any different from smoking tobacco or cigarettes that you've bought in this country to actually smoking illicit tobacco that's not actually legal?
There's a number of key problems. First of all, the retailers, the sellers of this product, they don't care who they sell to. Mm-hmm. So they're more likely to sell to kids.
Right.
Which makes it easier for them to get hooked. There is also links to criminal gangs as well. Genuine retailers, obviously, the money that they make is for them. However, the sale of this illicit tobacco is illegal. It is a criminal offence to do so, and it's criminal gangs who are basically supplying people. We also know that cheap tobacco encourages smokers to smoke longer and more as well. So if people are trying to quit, it's easier for them to continue. Mm-hmm. So there's many different reasons why it is a problem. Ultimately, like I say, it is a criminal offence, and it's up to us to enforce that legislation to ensure that the product doesn't get onto the market in the first place. But if it does, then we take steps again about removing it.
So how is Keep It Out doing that then? And how can people get involved or find out more?
Yeah. Ultimately, what it's trying to do is to raise people's awareness and increase the intelligence flow, so that if we know about people or individuals or retailers who are supplying this product, then we can react to it. Obviously, if we don't know about it, then we can't do anything about it. So it's looking to raise intelligence, and the website which people can go to for more information is simply keepitout.co.uk, or the telephone number is 0300 999 0000.
Okay. What's the punishment? What can happen if you're found selling illicit tobacco?
Well, the legislation is the Trademarks Act, and ultimately it can be an unlimited fine or 10 years in prison.
Wow. Okay. That's not worth it.
Absolutely not.
Not worth it at all.
No.
Okay. So Keep It Out then is the latest campaign that you are part of with Trading Standards. The other side of your job, as on top of tobacco, is alcohol.
That's right.
Is illicit alcohol a thing, or is there other areas that you're focusing on at the minute?
It can be. Probably not as much as the tobacco, but for the alcohol side, it's more the underage sales that we look at.
Okay.
Which is where people under the age of 18 are buying alcohol. It's not an offence for them to do that, but it is an offence for the retailer to sell it to them.
Mm-hmm.
We do realise that most retailers don't do this knowingly, so it's often a case of just working with them to raise their awareness of maybe community issues, youth groups, etc., who are clearly trying to get hold of alcohol when they shouldn't be. But it's also making sure that they ensure legislative compliance by having systems in place to prevent the sales from happening to kids.
What is the punishment for this one? If a retailer is caught selling alcohol, do you get punished for a one-off, or does it have to be multiple offences?
I think common sense comes into play a lot of the time, because like I say, there are times where we realise that people aren't selling alcohol and tobacco knowingly to people under the age of 18. So you do have to look at the wider environment. You'll have to look at the training that the people have been through, the willingness on behalf of the owners of the shops to engage with the sort of legislative compliance side of things. So it's not as easy as saying all offences or all sales meet with prosecution. In the most significant of cases, that can happen, and it has happened, but more often it's a case of working with the retailer to try and identify why it's happened and then stopping it from happening in the future. Ultimately, if prosecution did occur, it would be a fine.
We're going to go on to talk very shortly about something called healthier choices, which it all works very well together. Probably not included in those healthier choices, I would imagine, are tobacco and alcohol. But we'll be back to you very shortly. Thank you very much, David Miller.